Wow, talk about cojones. I'm dying to know what's happening right now. I know that our Coast Guard is attempting to board that tanker, the one that has been illegally trafficking Iranian oil, first sailed by the illegal Iranian regime, selling black market Iranian oil on behalf of U.S. designated terrorist organizations aligned with Tehran. It's part of Russia's tanker strong fleet. So here's what happened. Here's the back. And this is a big deal. It's going to be interesting to see what Russia does. Because let me tell you what. If there's one thing we've seen with Russia 100% of the time, it is that when we launch missiles at them and pretend it's Ukraine, even though they don't have the satellites or the launching capability, when we attack Russia, inside Russia, and we, and by that I mean NATO, not so much us lately, it's been more the Euro weenies, but we were doing it under Joe Biden, some under Trump, and we've killed a lot of Russian civilians that way. They always retaliate. 100% of the time, they hit back just as hard. So it's going to be interesting. We've got the Russian submarine shadowing the Bella One. And basically what they're telegraphing is, look, we've got the right. We don't care about your sanctions. We're betting that you're bluffing, Trump, that you're a paper tiger just like the Democrats. And you're going to allow that black market Iranian oil to be chucked into Venezuela. Now, most people are probably confused by what's going on right now because you're not getting real news. The coverage even on Fox News is like just close to abysmal. They're pretending he's at war with Venezuela. And it may just be they just don't understand what's going on. I don't know. What's going on is this. There's a blockade. A legal, lawful blockade based on the violations of our sanctions. Sanctions against Iran, sanctions against Russia, sanctions against Venezuela. Venezuela has turned into one big gas station. And what you have is constant pulling in of the ships. You've got Russia's trucking around Iranian oil for the terrorist groups, keeping the mullahs in power. You've got Russia moving Russian oil illegally into there. You've got China moving oil illegally out of there. And they're making a mockery of us. And you've got Venezuela facilitating the entire thing. So what happened was the Bella One has been a wanted ship for some time, subject to a judicially ordered, court-ordered seizure order for violating the Iranian sanctions. And it was not flying under any particular flag. We went to pick it up along with the skipper and the Century. You saw us board those boats. Well, at the last minute, what the Russians did was put a Russian flag on it. Well, that's not how it works. It's got to sail out of port with flag on it. You don't get to just, flip it around. But that forced us to go back to court. In the meantime, the ship began to run and Russia started flanking it with a submarine. Yeah, that's scary stuff. Can you imagine being Coast Guard? Folks, we haven't had a direct head-to-head for real, head-butting with Russia. Yeah, we fly in there and kill civilians, innocent civilians all the time under the banner of NATO. And somebody's still doing it. I don't know if it's them or if it's us. And then Russia will fly back into Ukraine and tit for tat. We do that all the time. So I expect a retaliation from Russia. Given their track record, that's what makes this so scary. They always retaliate. Always. Are they going to let us take the ship? This is a major confrontation. We haven't seen a confrontation like this. Geez, I don't know how long. This is in a lot of ways scarier than what's going on with Ukraine. But this is Trump saying, no, we are enforcing our sanctions in particular in our hemisphere. That's what we're doing. What is at stake here? Really good explanation of that from Dan Brulette. He's the former energy secretary.
The other major news item that developed overnight is the fact that the Trump administration told the interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, that the only way that you'll be able to pump more oil in Venezuela is if you kick all the adversaries out of your country, China, Russia, Iran. Cuba and exclusively do business with the United States. I mean, that is a complete shakeup of world order. And it could ultimately be what all of this was about to begin with. Do you think that that will ultimately come to pass?
Well, I think it might, and I think that's really the important point here. It's not so much the amount of oil, 30 to 50 million barrels. Yes, that's important. Those are very important signals. But I think what the president really has in mind here is the larger geopolitical strategy. If we can put together an allied force with the United States, with Venezuela, with Brazil, with Guyana, where large, large reserves have been found over the last few years, then it fundamentally changes the geopolitics of energy and the geopolitics and foreign policy of the United States. Perhaps you can put together a pact that is a more effective pact against a more aggressive China. Those are the types of things I think the president is thinking about, and he's absolutely right to think about them.
Coming up next, you cut off this access that we're talking about, 70% of China's oil is gone. Wish them luck invading Taiwan. Good luck. It's going to put the hurt on them in a really, really big way. The Iranians, done. They're finished. This is why the mullahs are already talking about fleeing to Russia. You can't put oil in the tanks of the tanks. You can't put down the street protests. If this works out, pray to God it does, because what they're doing right now, trying to board this Russian ship, it's now Russian, but who knows what it is really, is incredibly dangerous. Putin never backs down from a fist fight if you punch him first, and Trump just did. And meanwhile, look what's going on, folks. Iranians have just renamed a street in Tehran after President Trump, following his demand to stop attacking protesters. He said if Iranian protesters get killed, there's going to be hell to pay. Good. So look, folks, despite what the mainstream media says, the world loves and respects President Trump. The Democrats and Maduro might not, but then I repeat myself, they're all in league, but the world loves Trump. I love this video. I'll retweet it so you can see it. This Iranian protester changing the street name to President Trump Boulevard.